Ryder Grimes in my boots on Austin, Texas Country, Coke FM. It's the morning show. My name is Scotty Bennett. That right there is Amber Sorensen. And that right there is Ryder Grimes, the song we just played. And he's here in studio with us, our first official in-studio guest on the morning show.
What's going on? It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. And did you sign the guest book?
I did. I've got pictures to prove it.
Trust me, I've been wanting to sign that guest book for a long time, and it's been done.
It's become a joke on Texas Nights. My wife actually came up with it. We have a guest book now for the musicians that are coming in, because we've had all these musicians, and in a couple of years, you guys are going to be big, and we're like, see, they signed the guest book. They were in studio here.
Well, we had fun at the T3Rs this year, right? Because every time one of y'all got on stage, Kelly was with us, so we'd go, they've been in your house. Yeah. They've been in your house. And by the way, congratulations, because one of the ones we got to say he's been over to the house was when you won New Male Vocalist of the Year this year.
That's right. Thank you. Thank y'all for the kind words. That was really cool. I've never won a T3R award, so that was my first one, and it was really neat experience. And obviously, I just love going to those shows, whether I'm nominated or not, because I get to see all my old friends and stuff. So yeah, it was cool to get to hang out with all y'all that night, and we got to do the speed dating interviews there.
That was fun and chaotic.
That's right, we do have that too. Maybe we can pull that out of archives and put it on social media.
Did you play rock, paper, scissors with us?
I don't remember. And the reason why I call it speed dating is there was so much going on. Like, it was like, mm-hmm. you snapped your fingers and you're at the next station. So it's like, I caught y'all kind of on the tail end, right, as everybody was packing up, because, you know, I showed up late like I do.
You don't say.
That was a really good time. I had a blast at that show. And like I said, it was always great to get to hang out with y'all.
And of course, we throw in video on top of it video everyone and make it a ruckus. That's what Scotty and I do.
Well, yeah, we're dressed pretty. We got to show off our outfits.
That's where I met you, was at the TCMAs, actually.
Yes.
Year before last. And the way I recognized you, when our buddy Bailey Ray called me and said, hey, do you know who Ryder Grimes is? It was your jacket.
The card jacket.
That's how I remember you from last year at T3Rs, was the card jacket.
It was the T3Rs.
Because I didn't go to TCMAs last year, but I was at T3Rs, and I remember the card jacket. That's how I knew who you were. And then you've got some style, and it's kind of cool. But everybody knows you because of your outfit.
I seriously say that jacket made my career. I don't think it's the songs. I think it was that jacket at T3R. So I might do that again.
Well, and you're talking about the speed dating. Amber and I literally interviewed 30 plus people.
Yeah, I think the last count was 34 artists
in a row
in an hour and a half.
Gave us like two or three minutes. With
yeah,
you guys?
It was like two or three. I mean, it was.
And they're like, fast. Okay, next. And we're like, we're not done yet. Next.
Well, and I have the bright idea to start playing rock, paper, scissors with every artist, and whoever lost had to buy tequila. Well, the thing is, I didn't realize y'all were all going to remember that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So during the award show, every bar I went to, someone was going, Amber, I got your tequila shot. I lost, remember? Yeah.
She started having to give them away.
Yeah, I don't think I actually did that this year with y'all, because I was so late. I think I think y'all were my last one. They said, all right, we're shutting down. Go to your seats.
No, it was a great time.
And
if you out there listening ever have a chance to go to one of these award shows, if you like Texas music, the TCMAs and the Texas Regional Radio Awards, the TCMAs are in Fort Worth at Billy Bob's.
That's right.
The T3Rs are at Texas Live in Arlington, which is an incredible venue. Mm-hmm. So I am never missing another one of those again. They're just a lot of fun. And it's great because normally you guys are playing every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. So these are on a Sunday, Monday night. Mm-hmm. And so all the musicians get together and never get to see each other unless they're playing with each other on a show. And it's just kind of cool to have the whole industry in one room.
So I'll tell you this, as a live music fan, if you are one, it is one of the only times you'll see that many artists in one place at one time. And you can join. You can buy tickets every year to both. And the nice thing is they're spaced out. T3Rs are usually in March.
Yep.
And then the TCMAs are every November. So go to their websites. We'll share them with you guys here in a minute. But go check them out. And they are huge supporters of the industry as a whole. It's where we get our T3Rs. They run our radio report.
Yes.
That is all of that good stuff. But Ryder, we're talking and...
No. I wanted to get your influences, because you actually trolled Amber a little bit on the way a while ago, because you listened yesterday morning when I played Rocky Mountain High by John Denver, and Amber had a conniption because she's not a John Denver fan, and she said even worse is, because I played Rocky Mountain High, she said that West Virginia song is, I hate that even more. So
because of the musicians, like Ryder, who on his way here said, just getting ready,
yeah,
and sent me take take me
well,
home.
I mean, you know, I send that to you weekly.
Yes. Yeah. He's just one of the offenders I was talking about.
Ryder, you and I are the same on John Denver, and I don't, you know, Amber, I don't understand how you cannot like John Denver.
She's just a hater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's sing a little bit, right? Take me home,
country roads. We got that wrong.
To the place.
I belong, West Virginia.
Sing along, Amber.
Mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
I'm glad that you guys think that's awesome.
We just had people turn the stream off for the first time, but thanks.
Speaking of influences, another one is Randy Travis.
That's right.
And I want to hear all about what happened. So walk us through your Randy Travis experience.
So if the folks out there don't know, Randy Travis, you know, they released the AI stuff, yeah, the song and all that, which is great. And but they got his original band back together, and they got a guest vocalist named James Dupre. I can't talk.
No, you're fine.
It's early.
James Dupre is his name. And so what they're doing is they're running around the road, kind of like a regular tour. They're not doing as many shows, but maybe five or six. I know they're at the Ryman this coming weekend, you know, doing the tour there. And so basically what they're doing is it's the original Randy Travis band, James, and then Randy and Mary Travis. And basically what they do, and I'm not going to spoil the show, but I got to put a little insight behind it so people mm-hmm. don't misunderstand what it is. Because you know, people can look at it as a tribute or a tribute band, but it's not. It's real, and Randy's very involved, Randy and Mary. Randy and Mary host the show.
And he's he's completely behind all this.
Yes, he is 100% behind it. So basically that show came to Greenville, Texas, which is the closest venue that it was going to be to where I'm at. And some of my friends, some friends of the band and some fans of the band that I've gotten to know like family, they called me up. They said, hey, I was actually in Houston when I got the phone call. They're like, hey, you know, Randy Travis is coming to town. Are you going? I said, yeah, of course. Like, this is going to be the closest I ever get to seeing Randy. Like, yeah, of course, it's going to be an honor to get to even be there. And they're like, well, how would you like to meet him? I'm like, well, it kind of took me a minute to answer. I'm like, that would be an honor because, you know, Randy Travis is the guy that I grew up listening to. It's him, Josh Turner, Scotty McCreery, like, having that lower voice, were always steered towards those guys because they were influences, because you could practice and, you know, study those songs that they did because it kind of related to you. So Randy was highest on the inspiration list, and they called me up, said, do you want to meet him? I said, of course. Like, I've got tickets in the nosebleeds for this show, but I don't care. I mean, I'm just going to get to be in the presence of Randy Travis and, you know, all that good vibes. And know Randy and Mary are just such great folks. And
got to sing for him. You sang Forever and Ever, Amen,
did,
right?
Yes.
Oh, that's got to be cool.
So I met Randy backstage before the show, and then we all went up to our seats and watched the show, and then they called me, and they said, hey, come backstage after the show. Like, come to the green room, hang out with everybody. So we got to go back there and, you know, meet Randy again, you know, get to really spend time with him and Mary and the family, because, you know, they don't live, you know, they're in Texas, not too far from where we were. So it's like the whole, you know, family was out there. So I got to meet them all. But yeah, you know, I got to sit down with Randy and talk for a little bit. And we sang that, I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
Oh, wow.
Forever and ever. Amen. We got to do that together. And it was just the coolest thing.
I mean, thinking about it.
And so it's somebody,
you're going to sing for us later, right?
I'm going to, for sure. But yeah, I mean, getting to share that, you know, we got to do that because in the show, that's the coolest thing is that James will walk over to Randy at the end of Forever and Amen, Forever and Ever Amen, and let him do that. Oh. Amen. Yeah. And we got to do that together. And man, it just sends, you know, chills up your back, man. It's honestly,
that's great.
One of the coolest things I think I've ever gotten to do, not just in my career, but in my life. I mean, I'm very blessed.
I'm sure. We got to be in the same
venue
with him.
We were actually backstage with Marty Rabin from Shenandoah and Windstar. And Randy Travis is back there.
Oh, yeah, y'all were at that show.
I was too scared to go say anything to him. But it was so cool.
Yeah, we don't fangirl very often anymore, but that one, we were like, Randy Travis.
I don't either. I mean, you know, because, I mean, we're all just normal people. But yeah, I mean, it was just that deal. It's just like meeting anybody that's meant a lot to you in your life. Yeah. Randy has meant a lot to me in my life, and getting to be in the presence of him and his wife, Mary, was just awesome, man. They're great folks, and just getting to speak with Randy was really neat, for sure.
Well, let's take a small break, and we got Ryder Grimes in studio with us right now. He's going to be part of the Texas Nights Music Series that starts tonight at Backport Social, but we'll talk more about it in a few minutes after a word from our sponsors, and just stick around. It is The Morning Show on Coke FM. 8 seconds at a time. Ryder Grimes on Austin, Texas Country Coke FM. It's the morning show. And he's in studio with us, Ryder Grimes. He's going to play a song in a couple of minutes. But wanted to remind you, Buck's Backyard in Buta this Saturday night.
That's right.
And who's opening up for you?
We got Jillian Hudson. She's a great young singer-songwriter from Dripping Springs, Texas.
Right, local.
So she's going to come on out and open things up. We're starting a little earlier per request on my Facebook and stuff. We're going to kick things off about 8 p.m. She's going to go on, play an hour set, and then we're going to come on about 9:30. So we're going to push it back a little earlier because some people were asking, and I like to listen to the people. So we're going to give you an earlier show this Saturday at Buck's. So it's going to be a good time. It's great to be back in my favorite place.
Well, it sounds good. So what kind of song are you going to play for us right now?
Man, I think I'm going to hit y'all with a brand new one. I've got some brand new music. I've been teasing a new album that we're working on. It's not done yet, but we're working on it. We got 3 songs done so far. And yeah, man, just grinding it out in the studio. And I think I'm going to play y'all a new one. And I have to explain the song. I don't like to talk a lot, but I have to explain it because of the title.
Do. You don't? It's whatever. I thought Scotty was bad.
Oh, thank you.
Amber hasn't met a talker till she met me and brought me on this show. So, yes. So I'm going to play a brand new song this morning. And like I said, I have to give a little backstory because of the title. It can be very deceiving.
Yeah, no, keep going.
You know, it can be, deceiving or...
Sorry, we're fighting over the microphone over here.
Amber, if you set the mic up like that, it falls out of the cradle.
Okay.
So you got to do it like this.
Okay, I think Clay fixed that last time he was here.
Uh-huh. All right, I've learned how to work a microphone. Anyway, back to the song. That was great watching that go down on the other side of my mic. That's why I kind of stalled there for a second.
I was waving off, and he thought I was talking to him. I was like, no.
Anyway, I wrote this song a while back, and like I said, I got to explain the title because the name of this song is Tired of the Radio.
Oh.
And I'm not tired of the radio. I'm not tired of the radio at all. Y'all keep me going down the road. And this song basically is about a dude that's, you know, heartbroken, but he likes to listen to the radio to heal himself, but the radio has been playing a lot of sad songs, and that's all it's playing. And it's really hurting this guy's heart because he's like, man, I'm starting to get tired of the radio because all they're playing is these sad songs. So, but I made this sad song an upbeat song, so we're going to do it for you right now. Like I said, this one may come out here in a few months.
All right.
Maybe even a month. We got a brand new single coming out soon, and this could be it. So I'm going to do it for y'all right now. Tired of the radio. I was trying to forget you, running the highway down, blaring that FM. Nothing left to hold on to, so I went and left that town. Since you left me for him, should've known it from day one. You're always gonna run, and now I'm coming undone. I'm getting tired of the radio. Every mile I put between us is a song I know that you sang in the car when I still had your heart, and it's breaking me down to know. Can't outrun you on this road. I'm getting tired of the radio. They could play any upbeat tune, but why they don't, this late I'll never know. I can still see your smile in the light of that dial, driving with your ghost. Should've known it from day one, but you're always gonna run, and now I'm coming undone. I'm getting tired of the radio. Every mile I put between us is a song I know that you sang in the car when I still had your heart, and it's breaking me down to know. I can't outrun you on this road. I'm getting tired of the radio. Should've known it from day one, but you were always gonna run, and now I'm coming undone. I'm getting tired of the radio. Every mile I put between us is a song I know
As you sang in the car when I still had your heart, and it's breaking me down to know I can't outrun you on this road. I'm getting tired of the radio. So tired of the radio.
It's y'all brand new one right there.
Oh my goodness. That's good.
I never get tired of you, Scotty and Amber. Don't worry.
Thank you. Oh, it's Amber's alarm. It's time. No, that was incredible, Ryder. And thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank y'all for having me.
You're not done yet, so just hang out.
Yeah,
hang
you need
out.
To stay there.
All right.
Stay there, but your voice, I get the whole Randy Travis thing now.
I mean, appreciate that. Checks that means
out.
A lot.
It checks out, like Amber says. So stick around. We got more to come with Ryder Grimes. And again, he's going to be playing our Texas Nights music series in a couple of weeks. But first, it's a check on traffic with Don Miller. Flatland Cavalry celebrating 10 years of flatitude. Is that a word?
Now I'm sad I don't have a mic.
I took Amber's mic so we could mic up Ryder Grimes. We need to work the studio out a little bit better and get a couple more microphones and maybe Kelly earmuffs. Maybe get rid of that and put a couch over there for the musicians to sing. And what do you think about that? It's going to be
I can't say anything because I'm not on a mic.
That's even better.
We'll see. Well, I'll speak for her, and she agrees that it's a great idea.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So Ryder Grimes playing another song for us, and I made a request for some what's his face? Randy Travis.
Yes. You wanted some Randy.
And now look, if you want to play something else, that's fine.
Hey, I'm always down to play a Randy Travis song.
But before you play it, I just want to remind folks that you're at Buck's Backyard in Buda this Saturday night.
This Saturday.
Tickets available. Just go to cookfm.com for details. And then you're going to be with us at our Texas Nights music series coming up at the end of June. So make sure you look for those details. And it's so glad to have you here in studio. So here you go. It's a Randy Travis tune from Ryder Grimes on the Coke FM Morning Show.
Well, since I gave y'all a little taste of Forever and Ever, Amen earlier, I'm going to do y'all another one.
Okay.
One of my favorite Randy Travis songs right here. Let me tune that E string up a little bit.
And you can borrow one of my son's 12 guitars he left over here.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table. I talked to it till 4. Read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. I'm just sitting alone digging up bones. I went through the jewelry. I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Assuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the closet, I found some things in there. Like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Presuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up. persimmon things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones.
Oh my goodness.
That's just some Randy Travis by request right there. It's been a minute since I've done that one, but that's one of my favorites.
It's like Randy's here.
It's, oh man, that means a lot. I appreciate that.
You've got an incredible voice too.
Thank you, sir.
It's very I don't know what the word is, but I don't even have to, I have to turn your mic halfway down because it's such a strong voice. And the guitar playing, it's not too bad.
Not too bad. I've really had to pick back up with my guitar playing because, you know, as a singer-songwriter, especially when you really got to start writing songs to, you know, keep your name out there.
Right.
I kind of forget to practice guitar sometimes, you know, forget that I'm a guitar player as well. So I've really recently been taking time to manage between the two of songwriting and practicing guitar.
Well, you don't suck at all.
The guitar playing's getting better again. Thank you so much, man.
Well, I love the song choice because what you didn't know is that is one of Scotty and I's favorite Randy songs because it's the only country music song that we know that includes the word exhuming.
Exhuming.
I know, big vocabulary there.
How do you rhyme exhuming, you know?
Well, I heard y'all there in the background, digging up bones.
I was trying to do, no, I've been told, I'm a drummer, and when I played in bands, they always turned my mic off during the song. I was allowed to announce the band, like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. But during the song itself, the sound guy would turn my mic off because I would sing along.
That's me.
But I know nothing about harmony. I can just hum along.
You don't?
But when you're because there's that female part on Digging Up Bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm like, if I sing along with that, so I'll get trashed all over social media.
I almost grabbed the mic. And
yeah, I was about to say, do you want my mic to sing that? Because I heard you doing it. But yeah, I mean, I get the drummer thing. I played drums in a rock band, Texas Rock, for a while. And I knew all the songs by heart.
Right.
So it's like I'm back there singing along. I mean,
me too.
Thank God I didn't have a microphone back there because I can't sing that like I sing country. Yeah. So
thank God I'm a country boy. There's another John Denver song for you there, Amber.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Ryder Grimes in studio playing Saturday night at Buck's Backyard in Buda. And then coming up later in the month, it's a Thursday Night Music Series, Texas Nights Music Series at Backport Social. And you're going to be one of our victims. And that's 8 to 10 starting tonight.
Yeah.
With Clay Hollis.
Y'all go out there and support.
Are you going to be around tonight where you can...
You know, I think I might just stop on by. I'm going to be around. So, you know, anytime I get to spend time in my favorite place, I like to come out and support. And especially Clay, man. I love Clay Hollis. I'm going to have to come out and see y'all. I'm going to be around.
That's tonight. We got a live broadcast 5 to 7. And then Clay Hollis on stage 8 to 10. Ryder Grimes again in studio. It's the Coke FM Morning Show.